Something good is coming close, and I know it. Something glorious is coming close. God's gonna show it. He gave me a promise I've chosen to believe. Something good is close. God's gonna show it. Don't you like that little song? Something good is close, and somehow I know it. Something glorious is close. My God's gonna show it. He gave me a promise I've chosen. My God's gonna show it. Years ago, I wrote a song. They sung all over the world. You can make it. Oh, you're gonna make it. This trial you're going through, God's gonna show you just what to do. You can make it. Oh, you're gonna make it. I don't care what's going wrong. God won't let it last too long. You're not in this thing alone. You can make it. You can make it one more mile. You can make it one more mile. Welcome to the world of blessing. The presence of God. The goodness of God. Anything you want, anything you ask. I was on a plane to Toronto, Canada. My life had come apart. I was 33 years old, asked my mother to fly with me. Looking out the window, somebody cares. These words came. Oh, somebody cares. Thank you. I'm Mike Murdoch, 78 years old, 58 years in ministry in 92 countries. Got about 20 million books, my staff told me, around the world. And I want to talk to you for a few moments today from a book that's going to radically correct the course of your life. It's called Seven Master Secrets That Can Change Your Life. Seven Master Secrets. And I want you to share if you got a pen, if you've got other plans, try to cancel them, put them aside for 30 minutes. Let's spend these moments together. The difference in men is the voice they trust. The difference in seasons are the questions that you ask. What you don't hear, you will never, never know. What you don't hear twice, you will never, never remember. What you don't read, you will never know. That's why I bought 13,000 books from my library. What you don't read, you will never know. What you do not know, you will never change. What you don't know, you will never accomplish. And what you don't read two times, you will never remember. Powerful wisdom keys, aren't they? I have an obsession for wisdom. I have a little saying, always know who you're talking to. Always know who you're listening to. I was raised in church. Started preaching publicly at 8, my crusades when I was 15, and became a full-time Assemblies of God ordained evangelist at 19. My father built and pastored 7 churches, 7 children. He prayed 4 hours plus every day of his life. When I went to go to Bible college, he had no money. It was $4 a day. He had no money. But my father prayed 4 hours plus every day. Holiest man I ever knew, but didn't have any extra money to send me to Bible college. Why? He told me at 80 years old that nobody had ever taught him prosperity the way God had taught me. He said, son, your mother and I's whole ministry would have been different if somebody would have taught us about prosperity the way God taught you. I think you're going to love the teaching this month. Stay with me every week that you can. Change all your plans. Change your schedule to be with me every day at this time, every week at this time if you can. It's once a week here on television. Out of the hundreds of books that I've written, people have asked me, if you could have written only one book, Mike, what would you have written? The book, The Law of Recognition. And it's my free gift in a download book to you. Go to my website, MikeMurdockBooks.com. It's book 114. It's free. It's my way to bless you and honor you. There's a song I've got to sing. You will be happy at my house. It's a love song to the Holy Spirit. I've written way over 1,000. I promise you will smile most every day. You will be happy, Holy Spirit, at my house. I promise things will always go your way. Oh, I love that song. I just had to sing to him. In a few moments, I'm going to be praying over your life. The world of blessing are not just things and a new car, a new house. The world of blessing is the presence of God, pleasing God, walking in the favor of God. When we talk about the world of blessing, we're not talking about give me a raise, give me a promotion, but money is more important than any Christian knows. In my experience, Christians think that God's in control, which is kind of an absurdity, as you know. Nothing is further from the truth than God being in control. If God was in control, do you think Russia would attack the 3,000 pastors in Ukraine? Do you think if God was in control, the bombing of babies' nurseries and schools would be okay? If God was in control, explain rape. If God was in control, why is there murder? No, God's not in control. And there's 3 things that prove it. Number one, the badness of everybody in the world. Number two, if God was in control, Isaiah 1:17 would have never been written. Learn to do well. If God was in control, Deuteronomy 28's a joke. When God said, if you will honor my statutes, I will bless you and honor you. If God's in control, there's no purpose in praying. And yet Matthew 6, God told us how to pray. If God's in control, explain racial hatred if God's in control. We have a prayer number, 888 prayers. We have a prayer team because I believe where two agree is touching anything, there's a change starts. Write these, I'm going to give you three telephone numbers or so during these 30 minutes together. Write down 888 prayers, P-R-A-Y-E-R-S, 888 prayers. You don't have to give your name if you'd rather not. You don't have to tell us the details, but we would like to call your name to the Lord. Matthew 7:7 says, pray, ask, seek, and knock. Ask, seek, and knock. Number one, honor the Bible. What's the first master secret of earth? Listen to God talk. Solomon wrote in Proverbs chapter 1 that the first sign somebody has wisdom is that they listen. They listen. Faith comes when you hear God talk. Faith comes when you say the same words of God in agreement. Faith is expectation, and it's birthed in listening to the words of God. It takes 56 hours to read your Bible through. I've read it through way over 100 times, et cetera, et cetera. Three chapters a day and five on Sunday take you through the entire Bible in 12 months, 783,000 words. The book of Proverbs and Psalms are my two favorite books in the Bible. Psalms was written by David, the psalmist. Solomon's writings was Proverbs plus. There's 31 chapters in Proverbs. On the first day of the month, read Proverbs 1, Proverbs 2. What's the secret of life? Honoring the Bible. The Bible is the voice of the Holy Spirit. I wrote a song. Talk to me. Holy Spirit, talk to me. He did. He talked to us in the Bible. The Bible is a conversation with God. There's different parts. Is all of it for me? No. No. Some of the Bible is for rebels, recalcitrant, refractory, stubborn, contentious people. I'm not one of those. I'm a God lover. I love His presence. I love His voice. Here's a song. Everything changes when I hear Your voice. Everything in my world changes. Love on Him. Come into His presence, loving Him. Thanking Him for His goodness, His mercy, His love. Second is honor the invitation to pray. Honor God's invitation to talk to Him. Matthew 6, I quote the Lord's Prayer every morning of my life and sometimes three or four times a day. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Pray slow. Don't pray like a salesman getting God in a fight and come into His presence with a song. You don't have to have a piano. I love you. I love you, Holy Spirit. I love you. I love you, Holy Spirit. Come in a song. It may be something. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. It may be an old song. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. Protocols decide trust. Protocols decide the favor. And in every environment, there's a protocol. I would never dream of going to my father's house without calling him. And he lived next door. I bought the house for him. I would never knock on his door without calling him and ask him if this was okay. Follow divine protocols. Third master secret, honor authority. The purpose of authority is protection, provision, and promotion. That's the purpose of authority. There's a reason for the police on the side of the road. Part of that's protection. There are 10 commandments. All of them are about one word, honor. The first four are about honoring God. The last six are about honoring people. And the first commandment with the promise was to honor your mother and father. If you was to talk to me personally today and you said, Brother Mike, I'm running out of money, maybe things are going bad, the first question I would ask you is, who do you honor? Have you helped your mother and father pay their bills? Have you honored them? Have you shown them respect? I was on one of my jets one day. My father had a bed beside, and he was drinking his root beer. And he was talking how he was so impressed. He said, son, this is a long way. This is a long way from the old red mule. The old red horse I started off in the ministry with. And I said, Daddy, my hand was on the ceiling. My two pilots were a few feet away. I said, Daddy, I bought this jet cash. And nobody in the world gave me a nickel to buy this airplane. I bought it cash, Daddy. Huh? That was his big reaction. Huh? And the Holy Spirit whispered to my heart, what if I told you I gave you this plane because you've honored your father and mother. And I gave you this plane so you could fly them anywhere you want to go. The Bible says that if I would honor my mother and father, I remember I was 42 years old, standing at the table talking to my mother, and my father whispered, call your mother and daddy every single day for the rest of their life. What? I was flying all over the world. I have a staff of 89 people. I got bills to pay. And you want me to stop and call my mom and dad? And God said, call your mother and father. I want to say this to you here on this world of blessing. You want the blessing of God on you? Do you really? You sure? One of the prices is how you treat your mother and father. There's more to it. I'll tell you about that next week. Number four is to pursue mentorship. Mentorship is learning through other people. It's the fastest way to get the wisdom of God. Mentorship is learning through the pain others experience. Mentorship is learning without the months and years of waiting. Wisdom doesn't come with time. Wisdom comes through questions, desires, admiration. You can't learn from anyone you resent. You can only learn from someone you admire. I want to tell you a little story, then I want to pray. I sat on the fourth row in Victoria, Texas, at 21 years old, and a preacher got up and preached. And he said that God wanted us to tithe 10% of our income, that he would open the heavens. Well, I know that. I never heard a preacher talk about it, but I knew that. That's in the Bible. God says, give me 10 cents, and if you don't, you're a crook. God said that in Malachi 3. I would never trust somebody that didn't trust God. Never. Never. D.L. Moody said, if they'll steal that 10 cents on the dollar from God while he's looking at them, imagine what they'd do at your house when you weren't looking. But he made a statement. If I would make my corner bigger to God, my field of income would enlarge. I never heard anything like that in my life, and I had no money. I had just 1 year in evangelism. I had no money. My car was a $300 car. My house had been bought by my father for $150. The house. They paid, gave him the house if he would move it. That was $150. And I stood to my feet, shaking. And I says, if I have 1 year to pay it, I will sow a $100 seed for the missions department. I sat back down and went to shaking. Thursday, the next day, I drove back home and I couldn't hardly think. Where am I going to get $100? Where am I going to get $100? Where am I going to get $100? I didn't know the scripture that God would give seed to a sower. Sunday morning, a man came through visiting my father's church. He said, family, my pocket's full of $100 bills. Never heard anything like that. He said, God told me to give Mike one of them right now. And he walked over and gave me the $100 bill. I had made a faith promise to God, and God gave me the $100. Tuesday night, a woman walks up in Beeville, Texas. I'm playing the piano. It's about 6 o'clock. Her husband's twice her age. I never met him. She came up and says, Brother Mike, God told us to give you this. And she handed me a check for $150, and my world, that's faster than Bitcoin by some standards. My world changed. Within months, they begin to send money. They bought me an Airstream travel trailer, 31 feet long, brand new. Today, it cost $163,000. They gave me that. They gave me that. All because I stood and says, if God will give me $100, I'll sow it to the kingdom of God. I'm going to ask the Lord for 100 people this month to sow $100 toward my television ministry and radio. I'm on radio in Jerusalem as well. Can you help me? Would you be one of the 100? And I call it Harvest 100 based on the 100-fold guarantee of my Jesus in Mark chapter 10. Somebody told me that $100 buys 100,000 homes coverage for my TV outreach. That's hard to believe. When I open my hands, God opens his windows. And if he doesn't, he's a liar. But my Jesus told Peter, Mark chapter 10, Father, I ask you for 100 phone calls in the next 30 days. 100 letters to Box 97, Colleyville, Texas. I ask you for 100 who will sow a $100 seed to help me teach the gospel of Jesus Christ in the next 30 days. Lord, some will sow an extra 100 for each one of their 3 children. There's a preacher watching me now. He could easily sow even more than that out of their missions, but your sheep know your voice. Amen. I want to read you. I want you to look on the screen. So now is the phone number that's there. 855. So now. S-O-W-N-O-W. You see it there? 855 S-O-W, so now 1. And I put that 1 there because God comes first. His work comes first. Your $100 seed will lift the stress off of us. We'll be able to sow and go, stay on television, the radio. And I'm on the radio every night, Monday through Friday, at 8 o'clock New York time, through iHeart, Heaven 600. Write that down. Listen to me, 30 minutes, 8 o'clock New York time, every night, Monday through Friday, through Heaven 600 radio and iHeart. iHeart is an app that you can put on your phone and listen to me for 30 minutes every night, Monday through Friday. I'm looking at my financial harvest. Father, I claim a debt-free home. I claim financial protection from any legal battle, any crooked judge. I claim financial favor for the 100 that's going to sow the $100 seed. In Jesus' name. There's a person watching me. There's 2 that's watching me. And God is stirring you to sow a $1,000 seed. And I want you to know that that $1,000 seed reaches 1 million souls. And I can't thank you enough. Call for your free book. It's 855. Yes book. Mike, I would love the 3 book. The free book called 7 Master Secrets That Can Change Your Life. It's free. Call me.
Become a Harvest 100 partner today. Sow your monthly seed of $100 for the next 12 months. Your seed of $100 makes it possible for 100,000 homes to hear the Word of God through television. Upon your immediate sowing of the first $100 seed, Dr. Murdoch is excited to expedite to you the Mike Murdoch eBook Library as a special gift of appreciation. This modern e-reader tablet is preloaded with Dr. Murdoch's inaugural 100 books, featuring Wisdom for Winning, Dream Seeds, The God Book, The Blessing Bible, Wisdom for Crisis Times, The Making of a Champion, and so many more. Focus your harvest seed of $100 every month for the next 12 months. Your seed will empower 100,000 households to hear the Word of God through television. We are looking forward to seeing you again next time as we share more wisdom keys with Mike Murdoch.